560 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Former President Donald Trump is in a New York City courtroom testifying right now in his trial and fraud charges. He and his family are accused of vastly overvaluing their assets for more favorable bank terms. Ivanka Trump will testify on Wednesday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is wrapping up another Middle East trip. ABC's Mary Bruce with more from the White House.
In his first visit to the West Bank since the October 7th attacks, he focused on trying to restore calm as violence has been rising there, and also looking ahead to the future of a Palestinian state and whether the Palestinian Authority should play a role in Gaza. Then in Iraq, a visit meant to send a strong message to Iran not to take advantage of this and try and escalate and broaden this conflict.
45,000 students in Portland, Oregon are still out of school. Their teachers continue a strike for better pay and smaller class size. President Biden has announced infrastructure investments and improvements. The White House says $16.5 billion will be used for Amtrak upgrades. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans will have a top-tier candidate for U.S. Senate in a month or two. That's according to Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming. He tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Tammy Baldwin is not guaranteed re-election.
Have you seen U.S. Senator Russ Feingold around lately? Because Russ Feingold was in better shape from polling perspective when he ran both times than Tammy Baldwin is right now.
Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says he expects that Republican to be Madison businessman Eric Hovde. More people are in Wisconsin state prisons for rules violations than violent crimes. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. State prisons have been in lockdown since spring due to staffing shortages. Critics say Wisconsin prisons are too crowded. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Two Duluth residents have been arrested following a search by the Lake Superior Violent Offender Task Force and the Duluth Police Department. A 24-year-old and a 20-year-old who have not been identified were arrested after officers found 770 fentanyl pills, a loaded pistol, high-capacity magazines, ammunition, and nearly $40,000 in alleged drug sale proceeds. According to law enforcement authorities, both were on probation for previous firearm-related offenses. Starting in 2024, Wisconsin police officers may start drawing blood for alcohol and drugs during arrests. When law enforcement authorities suspect someone is illegally using drugs or alcohol, they can request a blood draw or ask a judge to require it. The state toxicologist says training police to draw blood would reduce the burden on busy and understaffed hospitals. About a dozen other states also allow officers to draw blood during suspected drug or alcohol-related arrests, and training could start as soon as spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers hold on to beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Rams 20-3 at Lambeau Field. The turning point of the game may have come in the fourth quarter when defensive back Jaire Alexander deflected a deep pass intended for Cooper Kupp but was picked off by Packers rookie safety Anthony Johnson.
Quarterback was looking one way. I broke that way. Ja came out of nowhere, tipped it up, caught it.
I asked Jaire about the defense holding the Rams to just 3 points in the game.
Probably should have held them to zero, but, it is exciting to see just 3 points. You know, you can win a lot of games like that.
Up next, the Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Nets in Brooklyn. Tip-off time tonight in the Barclays Center at 6:30. The Bucks' Bobby Portis says at 3-2, things are coming along, but you've got to remember, the players are human, not video game characters.
When you put teams together, 5-6 new faces, it's going to take time to gel. This ain't 2K, you feel me? This is real life.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast. 50 this afternoon under cloudy skies. West winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 32. 43 tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 50.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. From the Civic Media Radio Network. Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning, and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin Monday, November 6th, Greg Bach is in studio with me, Calvin on the board. We do have Todd Alba with us on the StreamYard. He is having trouble hearing us right now. I'm not quite sure what is going on with that. If ultimately we will be talking. Now you're back. Can you hear us, Todd? And we cannot hear you.
You're muted. You're muted.
Hang on. There you go.
There we go.
So the holidays are coming, and here's a note to all you parents out there. Make sure you read the instructions, because when my parents received the gift of Todd, I came with no instructions. There's a dummy switch on me that it keeps coming on.
I don't like this talk.
We all have those little glitchy things. No worries.
What a morning, but here I'm happy. I'm with the three of you, Jane, Greg, Kelvin. What better way to start the work week and back to school on Monday?
Well, and thank you so much for joining us. You have your own show starting today at noon, from noon until 2, the wonderful Todd Alba Show across the Civic Media Radio Network. So we want you to stick around for that as well. All kinds of things coming up on the show today. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski is going to be joining us next hour at 11:06. We're going to be talking about, all right, there's a not good connection to the end of daylight saving time. And we'll kick that around about 11:30. And then John Oliver in Wisconsin. I don't know if, Todd, are you a fan of Last Week Tonight?
Absolutely, yeah.
I did not see last night's episode, but...
Neither did I.
You're going to recognize someone when you watch it. I'm not going to say who, but you'll recognize someone we know.
Yeah, someone that we know.
Wow. And there's Kristen also, Bry on this one.
Wouldn't that be something? That would be great. No, John Oliver's show posted a billboard in Manitowoc, because they're trying to encourage people to vote for the New Zealand bird of the century. It's hilarious. It's just hilarious. That show does deep dives on some of the silliest stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just...
It never disappoints.
It never, ever disappoints. All right. We are going to start out, though, with the fact that the former president of the United States took the stand this morning in his trial in New York City. And it's not been going well.
What?
I know, it's shocking.
What could possibly go wrong?
It's really shocking what it's been. He was on the stand for maybe 25 minutes, and they've already taken a break, and the judge has already had to admonish him numerous times to just answer yes or no to the questions.
But why should I have to do that? I have things to say.
I mean, it's pretty amazing some of the scoldings Judge Engoron has had to deliver already. In fact, at one point, Trump's attorneys told him that he was there to listen to Donald Trump's side of things. And the judge said, no, that is not why I'm here. I am here to have him answer my questions, or answer the attorney's questions. He is here to answer questions. I am not here to listen to his side of the story. It's just astonishing.
But not out of the realm of possibility.
Well, it's
the line of the judge says, quote, "Can you control your client?"
Of course,
the answer is no. Nobody can control him.
Honestly, he did. He said, "Can you control your client? Maybe you should talk to him right now." The man cannot control his mouth.
Do I have to talk to him?
Do I have to talk to my own client? It's amazing. He only has him for one day, apparently. Trump is only supposed to only supposed to testify today, and Engoron doesn't want this to drag out.
Yeah.
I think one of the most fascinating things about all these court cases is that in this particular case, Engoron and the other federal court judge Chutkan, they both have admonished him, put certain forms of gag orders on him, and there's a real, from what I understand from things I read, you know, political things on the Hill, there's a real sense that these judges are about ready to throw some sort of time behind bars on him. But what's complicating it is, of course, that he is a former president. You've got these Secret Service measures. And so, you know, do you put him in there for 10 hours and just let him get a taste of it and then let him out? But I think we're getting close to a point where one of these judges is going to be like, you know what? We have to prove that this is serious. This is not The Apprentice. This isn't the campaign trail. This is the court of law and the judicial system, and we're going to make it real clear to you.
Do you think that will actually happen, Todd?
I think it's going to have to take something severe. Like in this case, if Trump just continue, let's say the judge pounds his gavel and says order and, you know, shut your client up, and Trump just keeps going. I mean, if he creates chaos within the courtroom, yeah, I think one of these judges is. I think they will let him go. You know, the argument, and I hear it, and it's fair, is, well, if you or I were in that situation, we'd be behind bars. And I think that's true.
Yeah.
But I also think that these judges are trying to be as prudent as possible and say, look, I'm going to treat you within the confines of the law. I'm going to apply the law like anyone else. But I am going to take into account this is historic in nature, it's unprecedented, and we don't want to have the appearance to fellow citizens or the world that we're going to just use the, you know, behind bars to shut down political discourse. Now, we could, amongst ourselves, we could say, well, that's not what's happening, but I think these judges are very cognizant of the appearance that they have. And so I think they're trying to be very careful not to make things worse in public while still adhering to the law.
Yeah, I think you make excellent points. It is a very delicate balance, right? We've never had a situation like this where a former president is facing 91 counts in several different jurisdictions. But at the same time, it is, how far do you let him go off? How far do you let him get away with what he's gotten away with all of his life? And at some point, I would think that, like you say, 5 hours, 6 hours, you'd have the Secret Service stand outside the cell, I guess, get a couple folding chairs.
I think that they take action when the calculus of how much do we let him get away with exceeds, like, something needs to be done. You know, because, like, it's strategic, you know, if, as Todd was saying, you know, if they put him in jail, if they put him behind bars, he grows powerful. He grows more powerful than he did before.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, at some point, someone's going to break. And I think they're going to be justifiably so to do it, because he has violated multiple gag orders. He has caused.
He did today. He was in the courtroom today telling Engoron to his face, "You always rule against me. You're a hater."
Right. My sense is that, and I certainly do not want this, any sort of violence or harm to come to anyone. My sense is it's going to take either a direct threat of violence, an attempt of violence, or God forbid, actual harm to a member of the court, a clerk, you know, someone who works in there that Trump has incited. And at that point, these judges are going to say, that's it. I mean, you can come after me. You could come after the judicial process, but I am not going to allow my courtroom clerks, my staff to be attacked or their families.
Well, and what happened, from what I saw over the weekend, so yes, he was not supposed to pick on this law clerk. So Representative Elise Stefanik from New York tweeted out about this law clerk. So he's getting other people, as he always does, it seems to be, getting other people to do his dirty work for him.
Yeah. I think the as interesting is this whole thing of having the kids come in last week, right? You know, Don Jr. and Eric having to take the stand and basically perjuring themselves and basically having, I mean, they're either lying or they're telling the truth, right? I mean, if they're and both are bad. But basically saying, yeah, I didn't know anything about this multi-million dollar company. And I think there's a real possibility that Trump is going to have to end his business operations in New York, which, again, he'll find another state. I mean, I was in Chicago this weekend, and I cannot, you know, believe that the Trump Tower still has Trump, you know,
seriously,
on the side of it downtown Chicago. I mean, it's just repugnant, right? And you know, there was a couple probably in their 60s taking a photo, and you could clearly see they were doing it to have Trump all proud of this. And my friends and I are like, you know, we should just double burn him, you know, behind do a photo bomb. But we didn't. We didn't.
Well,
we were nice.
And I would think, too, if he is convicted on any of these 91 counts that he's facing, that Trump name's going to be coming down off of those buildings real quick.
You would think so. So I mean, yes, I think this is appalling what Trump is doing to the judicial system. Not anybody in particular, but just the way he's thumbing his nose at the system of justice. I think that's appalling. But I think that the real story here is going to be there's a real chance that he could lose this case. And, I mean, the DA is very confident going into court this morning. And I think she's going to put the screws. And, I mean, this is going to be something that's going to be, A, embarrassing and hurtful to his ego.
Absolutely.
And number two, it is going to have some financial impact. I mean, it won't make a big difference in the scope of his presidential run. No. To Greg's point, it might make him even more popular. But, this could go the wrong way for Trump.
844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Thank you, Greg Bach. Peggy from Brooklyn, Wisconsin is on the phone. Good morning, Peggy. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. So I totally get where you're going with Trump, and I can't even believe that he can even think that he can run for president. But I still think, and you guys are not going to want to hear this, you're really going to want to shoot me down, and I totally get it.
I'm never
retired. But you guys, we need to be running someone besides Biden. I'm sorry, but we need that. The young people cannot, they are not going to get behind this.
You know, Peggy, it's an interesting point. I'm not going to shoot you down for it. The problem is if we're going to be doing it, it should have started 2 years ago. To run a new candidate from scratch against a sitting president, to convince Joe Biden to step down, whether we want it or not, it's almost impossible at this point. It's improbable. It's not impossible. It's improbable. But like at this point, we're a year away from the election today. We needed to start working a while ago. Then.
If there was going
to
be somebody else,
that's the problem. I mean, I'm not all for a second Joe Biden term. But if this was going to happen, he should have said at the beginning of his first term, one and done. Let's get you a new candidate. But we didn't, and this is what we have.
I get the angst because of the poll, Peggy. I mean, I saw this poll. Everybody's freaking out about it. We're going to talk about it on the show. You know, I never thought I'd ever quote Aaron Rodgers again. But as Rodgers once said, R-E-L-A-X. Relax. A year is a long time. Obama was underwater a year out from 2012. If tune in at a little after 12. We'll walk you through it. I'm happy. It's going to be fine.
Thank you so much for calling, Peggy. We really appreciate it. Stay with us when we come back. How close is too close? You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Service.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matmier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach in studio with me. Calvin on the board. Todd Alba from the wonderful Todd Alba Show, which airs across the Civic Media Radio Network from noon to 2, Monday through Friday, is with us on the StreamYard. You can join us as well at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. And if you watch us on the stream on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, you can leave comments there as well. We have Tom on the line from West Dallas. We were talking about the former president taking a stand in New York City earlier this morning. Tom, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Good morning. What a blowhard. And as far as, you know, talking about Biden being too old and all that, I really think that the Democrats need to get on their messaging. I mean, so many times I see things about Biden stumbling over his words and stuff. I see very little of Trump and all his word salad speeches that make absolutely no sense. And we need to fight back. And I don't see the Democrats doing that. I mean, Trump is only 4 years younger than Biden.
Right.
And Biden stutters. Trump just mumbles, and whatever word comes into his brain, that's the word that comes out. It doesn't matter if it makes sense or not.
You make a really good point, Tom. You do. And there's a fabulous article by Will Bunch in the Philadelphia Inquirer that dropped over the weekend, where he talks about the media's role and how these two men are being covered. And you're right. I don't think the media, we in the media, are doing a good enough job of keeping people updated on some of the things he's saying on the campaign trail. And part of it, I think, is fatigue. And I think people just got fatigued after 4 years of Trump and all of the angst on a daily basis and all of the things he would say on a daily basis. But you're right. We need to highlight some of the things that he says, because he's not getting better.
I know. I saw Joe Biden once, and it was at a campaign rally for last time Tammy Baldwin was running and Biden was vice president. And it was about a 45-minute speech. And for about 10 of those 45 minutes, he was the quote-unquote media, you know, Uncle Joe. Giving him hell, just going at it, you know, with the one-liners, you know, my word is a Biden, you know, and all the great stuff. And for the rest of the time, he was just like this soft guy, just talking about, look, you know, your neighbor isn't your enemy. We're not in this. These aren't enemies. We're in this together. We're all Americans. We're, you know, and it was this bipartisan talk of being an American and working together. And if we work together and we trust each other, nothing we can't do. And I think that's the real Joe Biden. The problem is, or the challenge, is that when you compare that to the bombastic media 30-second soundbite that is Donald Trump, it doesn't match up well. No. And we've lost in this country the ability to take sincerity, compassion, and honesty as values, and we've replaced that with a 30-second soundbite, in my opinion. And you know, Trump is much more, he's a better TikTok than Joe Biden is. But I do agree. Democrats need to start messaging better. I've been talking about this for a long time. When it comes to the economy, unemployment, lowest in the last, whatever, 50 years. More jobs created under this president than the last 6 or 7 combined. I mean, Joe Biden is doing a great. Pete Buttigieg getting together the transportation, the infrastructure package, historic. Nothing like it since Obamacare. There is a great message, but Democrats, in my opinion, and I know this might fall on hard ears talking about ticking people off, stop talking about marijuana. Look, I'm all for marijuana, but nobody in Western, people out in Western Wisconsin aren't going to vote on legalizing marijuana. They're just not. They want to hear about how the economy is getting better, how it's going to help their checkbooks, and start messaging on things that are going to connect with a more general populace.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. When from my days in working in campaigns and in government, messaging the liberals, Democrats, we suck at it. We just suck at it. We have a hard, we want to tell everybody everything and how great it is. We need to boil it down to that 30-second clip and say, the economy is going great. The jobs are going great. Inflation's being staved off. Let's talk about it. But instead, yeah, it's all over the place. And it's really hard to boil down a message sometimes.
But I saw something too on Twitter over the weekend that I think encapsulates why it's not, the economic news is not cutting through. So this woman said, I was at a family reunion over the weekend, and everybody's complaining about how expensive things are. Groceries are expensive, and inflation is too high, and yada, yada, yada. And she said, I had to point out that three of those people just got doubled their salaries. Four of those people just took their first ever European vacation. That they believe they earned. They earned that. They deserve that. But when prices go up, it's the government's fault. So I don't know how you clear up that disconnect.
I don't think you will, because at the end of the day, they want to find something to blame. And the economy is the easiest one to do. We've talked about before, people just don't pay attention enough to it and don't understand it enough. So it's easy to be like, the economy sucks. No, it really doesn't. It's great. It could be better. I have questions about high prices, so.
I also think, guys, that for me, I'm very proud to have someone in the White House, both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who my godsons can look up to. People of good character.
Yes.
People actually have compassion towards each to our fellow human beings. And that leadership, that matters to me. I know that doesn't connect to anybody, but it matters very deeply to me.
844-967-2789. Just a couple of minutes left. Eric from Tosa. Good morning, Eric. Eric, go ahead. All right. I thought we had Eric on the phone. Apparently not.
You know, one of the things I was going to say, and I know this might sound naive, but I've seen a lot of speeches in my life. I know both of you have seen a lot of speeches in your life. But when Joe Biden talks about how much he loves America and how much he wants to work with people and how much these individuals are his friends, no matter what, I do believe him. I do think he's a politician. He's absolutely a politician. He's probably done politician-y type of things. But when it comes, when he talks at that podium about how much he loves his country, I do believe it. I just do, because I think he does.
I agree with you. Yeah, and I agree also that he wants to govern for all of us. Yeah. Whereas Donald Trump, even when he was president, would divide the country into his followers and then all the haters and losers.
Yeah.
And that's how he governed.
Proud hater, proud loser.
All right. Stay with us. When we come back, the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, he creeps me out. And I'll tell you why. It's coming up very shortly. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebs Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Any student in Wisconsin, no matter what their circumstances, would get free breakfast and lunch at school. That's under a new bill Democratic state lawmakers are introducing in the state legislature today. The federal government provided free lunches for all kids during the COVID-19 emergency. That program has ended, and the Healthy School Meals for All Wisconsin Coalition wants to keep it going on the state level. A grand jury is indicting a Connecticut man accused of scamming older people in Wisconsin. Matthew Ramos Soto was accused of stealing $200,000 from Wisconsin seniors last year. Authorities say the scam was to call victims, pretend to be representing one of their younger relatives who'd been arrested, and then say that bail money was needed. Ramos Soto faces up to 20 years in prison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill in Wisconsin would ban banks and credit card companies from using a merchant code specific to gun shops in the state. The move comes about a year after major credit card companies agreed to adopt a new code to categorize gun shop sales, but after a number of Republican states moved to ban the use of the code, the change was paused by the credit card companies. If the bill were to pass the state assembly and state senate, it could be vetoed by Governor Tony Evers, regardless of the pause status. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning hunters of potentially lower deer harvest numbers for the 2023 hunting seasons. According to a press release, reduced snowfall was cited as a main cause of the decreased numbers, as snow cover during hunting season makes it easier to track and hunt deer. Last year, Wisconsin hunters harvested about 203,000 deer, an 8% increase over the state's typical five-year average, but experts don't expect another successful season. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Packers hold on to beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Rams 20-3 at Lambeau Field. The turning point of the game may have come in the fourth quarter when defensive back Jaire Alexander deflected a deep pass intended for Cooper Kupp but was picked off by Packers rookie safety Anthony Johnson.
Quarterback was looking one way. I broke that way. Ja came out of nowhere, tipped it up, caught it.
I asked Jaire about the defense holding the Rams to just 3 points in the game.
Probably should have held them to zero, but, you know, it is exciting to see just 3 points. You know, you can win a lot of games like that.
Up next, the Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Nets in Brooklyn. Tip-off time tonight in the Barclays Center at 6:30. The Bucks' Bobby Portis says at 3-2, things are coming along, but you've got to remember, the players are human, not video game characters.
When you put teams together, 5-6 new faces, it's going to take time to gel. This ain't 2K, you feel me? This is real life.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. 50 this afternoon under cloudy skies, west winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 32. 43 tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 49.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
I wish I was better.
and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Kristen, by the way, joins us every Wednesday now at this time at 10:33. So make sure you join us on Wednesdays. Calvin's on the board. Greg Bach in studio with me. The wonderful Todd Alba with us via StreamYard. You can watch us on YouTube, X, or Facebook. And you can also call and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
And Calvin, I wanted to tell you that you had Greg listen out with that bumper music just now.
Oh, he could see me.
He was very happy.
I love me the Radiohead.
Little Radiohead, okay. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about our new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. And so many, there are so many questions. There are so many questions that I have. Let's start, first of all, with the whole I don't have more than $5,000 in a bank account claim. So the Daily Beast did a long story highlighting his apparent lack of a bank account on his financial disclosure forms. And Mike Johnson appeared yesterday on, of course, Fox News. And he had this to say when asked about seemingly an unusual setup.
What it does real simply is it has an algorithm and software.
Other cut, Calvin. Man of modest means. He's not
made
a
about it. Vanity Fair says this. What's up with Mike Johnson's very shady seeming financial disclosures? They say you've never reported a bank account or an asset on a financial disclosure form going back to 2016. Can you clear that up for us?
Yes, look, I'm a man of modest means, okay? I was a lawyer, but I did constitutional law, and most of my career I spent in the nonprofit sector. We have four kids, five now, that are very active, and I have kids in graduate school, law school, undergraduate. We have a lot of expenses.
But you have no bank account? So how are you paying all these expensive tuitions? Do when you get your congressional salary of, what, $14,000 a month that he's making, do they give it to you in cash? I don't understand this. I genuinely don't.
I mean, I gave you reasons how he could get around this. I mean, it's easy to get around this. It's easy. Your check comes from a bank. You take it to the bank, you cash it, you take the cash and you go home.
Is he really paying his mortgage? And he has a $600,000 house, which doesn't seem necessarily of modest means to me.
If the bank is at the same, I mean, like,
if you have your mortgage at the bank, I guess that wouldn't be.
You could also just take the cash to your bank and pay your mortgage with your cash. You can get a credit card and you can put your streaming services on there through. Like I have a credit card through my bank and I can pay my credit card at my bank. So there are ways of doing it. It just is very weird though. And the fact that like I'm a man of modest means, I'm a man of modest means too, and I have bank accounts.
Well, yes. And again, the reporting from what I understand, Todd, is if the account has more than $5,000, at that point, you have to report it. And granted, there are a lot of Americans who don't have an extra $5,000 in a savings account or a checking account, but he makes $174,000 a year and has been for a number of years. And again, I know tuition is expensive and mortgages are expensive, but that all just... It just jumps out to me as really odd.
Yeah.
You know who else didn't have a personal bank account, I don't think? Jim and Tammy Faye Baker.
Oh, no kidding.
Deep cut, bro. Deep cut.
And you know, they look and they pray and they just, you know, they're going to be taken care of. And if you only send in $25 for a prayer pin, you know, we'll put that in our PTO or whatever, PLT or whatever. No,
PTO.
PTO club.
PTO, right.
Club. So, I mean, this, I might be a little bit facetious, but this truly makes me wonder, you know, is all this money going into, you know, the speaker's wife had this so-called Christian counseling service to pray away the gay. They believe that, you know, your sexual orientation can be quote unquote healed by praying that away and conversion therapy. So you kind of wonder, was all this being funneled through their religious quote unquote nonprofit organization? So I think there's going to be probably a deeper dive. My gut tells me when this all comes out. There's going to be more to this story than meets the eye. To your point, Greg, yeah, I guess you could do it. It just seems extraordinarily impractical in today's world.
And inconvenient.
Yeah.
Just really inconvenient.
And a little weird. Like, I mean, there's like, if there's people out there, like, I don't have a credit card. I get that. I don't have I pay, if my friend's parents, if they don't have the cash for what they want, they do not buy it.
Right. Right.
You know, it's so sure. I get that. But just the whole thing too. Of like, I don't have a bank account.
Well, here's
where's
the
your money?
Here's the other thing that's really disturbing is for a United States congressman, let alone now the Speaker of the House, two heartbeats away from the presidency of the United States of America, to have no financial records or no finances of a record leaves you extraordinarily susceptible to outside influence of money and bribery and who's really controlling you.
You make an excellent point.
I'll tell you who's controlling him. Jesus.
Well, right. I mean, and again, we've talked about this show. I mean, I'm a person of faith, but it's personal to me.
Yeah.
And when you're that overt about it, and I think I've said it on our show. I know you guys kind of talked about it. I'm not talking about the folks that go to Lutheran service or Methodist service or Catholic service or whatever around the state of Wisconsin. These are the far right Christian nationalists who believe that Old Testament biblical word should become the law of the land of the United States of America. That's what we're talking about.
We're talking about the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, and some interesting details that are coming out about him. Speaking of his biblical worldview, which he has said in an interview that is where his perspective comes from, is from the Bible. He also did a lot of work on behalf of Ken Ham and the Ark Museum in Kentucky.
Ken Ham is the founder also. Before the Ark Museum, it was the Creation Museum.
Oh, right.
They built the Ark. A different guy built the Ark, and they made it part of the Creation Museum. But Mr. Ken Ham is a gentleman who believes that people rode dinosaurs through the valleys.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs were on the Ark, I believe, right?
Yes, dinosaurs were on. Mm-hmm. And everything is 6,000 years old.
So was the earliest version of an iPhone.
But I think it's... I think it's important that people realize what kinds of views he embraces and compare that to a grasp on reality. If you believe the earth is only 6,000 years old, there's so many things that just don't add up.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know where the conversation is going to, like, I just want to bring up a quote from him that said that he believes that every American woman has a duty to reproduce an able-bodied worker.
We have it's our duty.
It's our duty.
All right.
Get on that.
He believes that Social Security would not be short funding right now if more women had more babies to pay into the system. I'm not making that up.
I know you're absolutely right. And if able-bodied workers, we should be producing more able-bodied workers. I have failed my duty as an American. Apparently, I am childless. I do not have children.
Well, Jane, you and I are in the same boat because I'm not helping anything either.
I don't have kids either. And guess what, America? You're welcome.
844-967-2789. Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy.
Hello. Well, I've been to the Ark, and I went with one of those tour groups, and it's basically just a propaganda machine is what it is.
No!
No, but this is fantastic. I'm so happy to hear from someone that went there. So what was your... So I want to know, Cindy, if you would be so kind, are you a person of faith? Did you go there like, hey, this would be cool, I think it'd be inspiring, or were you more skeptical in going?
Oh, I was so skeptical, because I knew there was a Ken Ham relation to that, and Ken Ham is kind of a... He's a ham. He's full of it, you know. But the point is, it's pretty much, don't ask me all the specifics because I don't remember them all, but it was just basically a propaganda machine. And I kind of thought, you know, what a waste of a lot of land and a lot of timber. And it actually, it's kind of sad. I mean, it's kind of a nice looking facility because of the gardens, but it's, you know, basically a waste of everything. And I just think all this to brainwash people, it's kind of sad.
Cindy, do you remember what the admission was?
No, I don't, because it was part of, you know,
it was a group thing.
Bus tour things. Yeah, it's all that stuff is all included. So I really don't remember, but I know it wasn't cheap.
Well, and thank you so much for calling, Cindy. Really appreciate it.
That's
great. If you want to check in, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. He also, Mike Johnson, also, I believe, sued the state in order to get taxpayer money for that project.
Wow.
I know. For the Ark.
It's $50 to get in.
Youch.
Whoa.
My brother-in-law
If you go two by two, do you get a discount?
Boom.
But you have to be married.
Yep.
I'm out literally and figuratively on that one.
My brother-in-law, who is he's not a religious person, but he's interested in like viewpoints. And he was in Kentucky. I go, did you go to the Creation Museum? He goes, and this was at the time it was much cheaper. He goes, nah, I didn't want to pay $30 to make fun of this place in my head. I mean, there are people of faith. They believe what they believe, but you are right. This is nothing more than propaganda. It is either trying to brainwash them or just trying to uphold their beliefs. A friend of mine, her mom went to this, and she came back with all these beliefs on the evils of evolution. Like, we have racism because of evolution. It's like, I don't think that's true at all.
I think that's a course at Prager University.
Ooh, yeah. Sick burn.
Here's the deal, Gene. Are we getting to the porn? That's what I want to go to.
Oh yeah, of course. Sorry.
Okay. Mike Johnson creeps me out. All right, we may have to do this in the next coming up. But okay, we'll give you a little taste of it.
Todd Elba, are we getting to the porn?
That's why I'm here this morning, folks.
Rolling Stone highlighted a 2022 video of Speaker Mike Johnson at the War on Technology conference, where he talked about this app to use on all your devices called Covenant Eyes. Ew. Covenant Eyes.
Covenant Eyes. Won't look at you and I'm not surprised you got. Sorry.
That's okay. Good. Very nicely. That's done, okay. Greg. Break into song anytime.
Yeah, I will.
So essentially, you make a deal with your, in this case, it was his 17-year-old son, his son Jack, and he monitor their usage on all devices, laptops, computers, and phones. And then there's a report issued every week on whether or not you looked at anything naughty. Calvin, I think we have a clip real quick.
What it does real simply is it has an algorithm and software. It's way above my head how it works, but it scans. You obviously opt into it, but it scans all the activity on your phone or your devices, your laptop, tablet, what have you. We do all of it. And then it sends a report to your accountability partner. So my accountability partner right now is Jack, my son, right? And so he's 17. So he and I get a report of all the things that are on our phones or all of our devices once a week. If anything objectionable comes up, your accountability partner gets an immediate notice. I'm proud to tell you my son he's got a clean slate, all right?
Yeah.
But,
yeah, right.
But we get a report and it says, hey, no activity of concern. And it's really, really sensitive. It'll pick up almost anything. It looks for keywords, search terms, and also images.
He said
that he and his son monitor each other's porn intake, not whether they're doing it, but the intake.
Exactly.
Also, Mike Johnson, from one guy to another, look for your son's burner phone somewhere in his house.
I've seen that comment so much that
it's the equivalent of putting your porn in the woods.
Yeah, but I mean the assumption that teenagers are not going to find a way around this.
Yeah, and he's young enough and
probably tech savvy enough
to okay.
I don't know. I mean, I certainly believe that parents should be monitoring what their kids are digesting on social media because there's a lot of sick people out there. But that just seems way OTT to me.
It's just like the idea of like you have to like put guardrails on there. But I'm like, I don't want to know what he's looking at. I don't want a report.
But then again, maybe Mike Johnson does.
Stay with us when we come back. The Packers, they won.
Good job, guys.
They won. Yay. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
But I'm a creep. I'm a window. What the hell am I doing?
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, 10 minutes before 11 o'clock. Got Calvin on the board, Greg Bach with me in studio, Todd Alba joining us. His show comes up right after hours from noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. And you can always chime in, call or text at 844-967-2789. We were talking about new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and this app called Covenant Eyes, where he can keep track of his 17-year-old son's activities.
And vice versa.
And we got a great text from the 541. Can we get this app as required install on all Congress members with their reports published weekly by the New York Times and the Washington Post?
I don't think you really want that.
Oh, I think we do.
Okay, your funeral.
I think we do. And Mike Johnson, go for it. I think you should talk to your fellow House members and see if you can't all install this Covenant Eyes app on your devices and keep track of each other. I think that would be good.
Does the accountability report also go to your spouse?
I think it's right. That's a really good question.
That's a great question. I think the answer is no. I think he and his 17-year-old son are the accountability partners. And because, again, I don't want to put words in their mouth or anything else, but I think that as you look at it, that it's the whole theory is women don't look at porn. That's not a woman's thing. This is only for men. I'm serious.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
And so that's just another this misogynistic view that women are simply there to birth babies and to cook and clean, and that this is a men's thing. Only men look at porn. We have to keep ourselves accountable to this. And I'm not going to get into the details of it, but I know someone very well who has a dear friend, has a family, and their son in his early 20s got a girl pregnant. They had a son, and they belong to a very right-wing, evangelical, white nationalist type of church. And this dad basically abused this child, gave it several fractures or whatever, was arrested by police, and the church took him in to support him, to tell him that he was trying to make the child mind and behave. I mean, this is the type of stuff that men can do no wrong. It doesn't matter whether it's against a woman or a child. It's this whole theory. It's a complete perversion, in my opinion, of the actual Bible and Christianity, and it is a cult, in my opinion. And it's sick, and it's dangerous, and Mike Johnson is a part of this, and now he's, remember, not to go too far off on a tangent, but remember last week we found out when Mike Johnson was 25, before he was married,
yes,
he adopted, quote-unquote, like a 16, 17-year-old boy.
He was 14.
Oh, 14, thank you. But never actually legally adopted him, and then said it was with my wife and I, but he hadn't been married until 2 years after that. And we know because he's a self-avowed Christian, he would never live with a woman out of wedlock. And what's all that about? I just feel that at some point, this is all going to come tumbling down in another Jimmy Swagger, Tammy Faye Baker moment.
Well, it certainly has all kinds of strange elements. And he's been in the job for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it will be very interesting going forward. And they've been very busy. You mentioned his wife counseling services. They've been very busy trying to scrub all that stuff from the web.
Yes. Yes.
The internet never forgets.
The internet doesn't forget. Good luck with
that. We should start a new segment on the show called Johnson Watch. And
no.
It just it's Ron Johnson and Mike Johnson.
Well, Mike Johnson is Trump's Johnson. So, you know, that's what
okay,
you said, our
before
show.
This completely devolves, let's move on.
I didn't say that, higher ups.
Let's move on to the Packer win. Yay.
Yay.
They beat the Rams yesterday. What was it? 20-3.
20-3.
And they looked, yes, I thought the second half, they looked pretty good.
I was watching the game down. I was in Chicago over the weekend with my dear friends, Kurt and Florcy Kohler. Florcy's her anniversary of her 39th birthday. So we went to Chicago.
Nice.
And we were watching. And I kept seeing all these Iowa fans all over Chicago. I'm like, what the heck is that? You know, well, I was in Chicago playing. They beat up on Northwestern 10-7. Beat up, and so Iowa's going to win the Big Ten West, of course. But yeah, so I was wearing my Wisconsin stuff, and there were a couple of, you know, Bears fans shooting me dirty looks and whatnot. But so I caught a lot of the game on screens, and yeah, I mean the Packers is it really the way that they found a way to win, or is it just that the Rams are so dang bad this year?
Well, I think the fact that it was a 20-3 victory that says something.
It does.
If it would have been a 16-14 victory or something like that, but it's pretty.
Jordan Love had some really good throws.
He did,
and yep. I was actually, as I was listening coming in this morning, heard a sports guy say that Jordan Love's statistics right now are actually the same as Aaron Rodgers were last year.
Wow,
there we go.
Which again,
look at that.
Rodgers didn't miss.
Matt Nair pulling out the factoids.
I mean, his
or I just made it up.
Jordan Love's statistics are incredibly better than Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah, well, that's right? True. That's very true. And I also heard some people talking just about Matt LaFleur's play calling seemed to be better in the second half.
Yeah,
and. Again, we'll take it, right? A win's a win. It's
that'll happen when you're called upstairs. And they say if it doesn't get better, you're gone. Oh, I guess it'll get better now.
Do you really think that happened?
No, I brought that up to a couple of people. No, I don't think they're getting rid of Matt LaFleur this season. But I mean, I think if it doesn't improve and he goes through the middle of next year, there's no improvement. Yeah, I think he's on the hot seat. They don't wait around anymore.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, yeah.
And Bucks fans can relax. They won. I can't believe that people are like freaking out. It's their fifth game, and people are freaking out.
Chill out.
Just.
Again, but this just, we became so spoiled with the caliber of most of our professional sports teams, and it just, we let it go to our heads a little bit, and now we're getting slapped with reality.
I mean, as a Brewers fan, I'm used to it. I'm fine. We're good.
By the way, is Craig Counsell going to New York, Greg?
I don't know yet. He's a free agent as of right now, but I will say this, you know, I said this last week. If they give him the money, which he wants, and he can go work with David Stearns again for a team in a bigger market that's going to pay, yeah, he'll go. Yeah. I would go.
I didn't think he would, but I think he's going to go.
No, I don't think he wants to go. Yeah. He loves the city. He loves the team. But when your owner and everybody up top is not helping you, then what are you going to do? You got to move on. That's baseball.
I think most fans would be really happy for him too.
Yeah.
And would like
Quick
to see.
Quick shout out. Go ahead.
Would like to see good things happen to him. Go ahead, Todd.
Quick shout out to men's Badger hockey. Now they've won like 6 in a row against top ranked opponents, number 5 in the country. Women's hockey doing great, and also women's volleyball. So there you go. You know, women are just leading the way.
All right. Thank you so much, Todd Alba, for joining on Monday. His show comes up at noon. Stay tuned for the news. Coming up next, when we come back, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Gutlewski will be joining us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.